Well, we have our brother from Uganda with us. And we give thanks that he's still alive and that he's well and that he's full of the word. And that's why we're brothers. We're brothers because of the word. It doesn't matter what differences there are among men. There's one thing, only one thing that will unite us. That's Jesus. Only Jesus. You can't be united in any other way. So we give you praise, Lord God, for sending our brother all the way. So, Joe, I want you to preach from your heart. Don't worry about time. Don't worry about anything. Just preach.
I'm so happy to be here, brothers. And I bring greetings from Uganda, especially from my wife. My wife loves Pastor Jim so much because the message he preached changed my life. And that's when she started to see the husband she wanted, she loved. So I bring greetings from my family and from the church and from the champions. There are 340 at the Champion Center and the other 32 at the another secondary school, where we pay school fees for them. They all know Emmanuel Church. They know Pastor Jim, and they know many who have ever been to Uganda. So they convey their greetings to each one of you. We love you, and this is my home. I can't afford to come in America and miss to come here. Because ever since, you said 8 years, but I think I remembered it was 1999. So I think it is over 10 years ever since I came here, ever since God connected us together. We want to thank you so much for letting us share your pastor and other ministers who came. Brother Alex, I see him there. And of course, Craig and Peach. Oh, okay. And Peach and Michelle, wow, what a group, and what a might move of God. We are visited by God through their servant, through his servants, and we shall never be the same again. We thank God for the many pastors who had the gospel, and up to now they are talking about that, and many of them are changed. They change the way they speak, they behave, because of the message. The married couples, the families are changing. Especially at this time, there is a point that Pastor Jim made was about marriage, and he said, marriage is not all about love. Love is not the basis or the foundation of marriage, because the love of man is always, the graph is like this, up and down. But the foundation of marriage is the will of God. That statement, Pastor, was very, very powerful. And I thank God who used you. And thank you for being obedient to the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that one word is enough to a wise man. So that changed me too, because I never knew that. So thank you so much. God bless you. We are so much blessed. I was telling the pastor and the brothers yesterday in the deacons meeting that when the group come from here, I mean, when Pastor Jim come with others, come with a group, I compare this with Libya. Libya, when they had a war, Gaddafi was a very powerful man. His government was powerful in Africa. But in order for the so-called rebels to advance, and the NATO group, was because the United States went and secured the space, no flying zone. So Gaddafi could not fly his flights, his jets up, fighting jets up at all. So that helped these people to advance and overthrow his government. Now, when the people from here come with the word of God, they secure That's the same thing. They really do a lot to us in Africa. And I want to thank you so much for sending them with such a powerful ministry, a powerful message that they always bring to us. And not only that, with also the support you always give us financially and your prayers, that really secures the space and helps us to do this day-to-day work very well. I tell you, without you, without them coming, without your support, I don't think we can do what we are doing in Africa. And I believe that's the reason why God connected us together for the advancement of the kingdom. So I'm here for two reasons. Number one is to thank you so much for being our partner, being our brothers. Thank God for connecting us together. I can't believe what God has done ever since we met, since 1999. This church has done a lot, more than what you can even believe. There are some brothers who went to different places, like Houston. Mark Newman went to Houston, is working there, and others. They are still in touch with us, and it's because we met them here in this church. So they have done a lot. In Africa, we are not lazy, and we are not weak people. We are not lazy. We are hardworking people. But sometimes we need someone who can, like some few years, Pastor Jim connected us to somebody who bought us 10 acres of land. It was very hard for us to do that. But when you see what we have already done on that land now, the food we have grown and the animals we have really raised on that land, you can't believe. So thank you so much for securing the no-flying zone for us to advance this down here. So continue to send them back. We need you, Pastor. Very few people who come with the truth. People, they don't want to tell the truth. They want to come with words of excitement, emotionally. But I believe it's only the truth that can set someone free. So thank you for being what you are. And thank you for boldly standing up and tell the truth in our time. Keep it up. Well, the little bit I can tell you about what is going on in Uganda. This year we started three churches. Some of our brothers, they bought lands and built houses at a far distances, and they can't come to our church because of the distance. And they felt that Lord is leading them to start a ministry there. So we just went and preached the gospel, and people got saved. And there are churches now. There are three churches. And one of the churches is where I was born. Where I was born, there was no any other church except the Catholic. For years and years and years and years. But it is just last year when we thought of starting the church there. Remember, my mom died and I was in this country. But when I went back, we tried our best to call back the families and the relatives to come back and celebrate the legacy of our mother. During that time, they gave me time to preach, and 15 people got saved. Since from that time, the church has been growing in number, and one of the pastors who were working with me for years and years, Abraham Chirembwe, is now the pastor of that church. And I had another right-hand man of God, is called John. John Sechitoleko, now he's now the pastor of the other church we started on the other side. And of course, another young man on fire called Lawrence is the one who is in charge of the church that we started at the Champion Center. So thank you for your prayers, because we see that God is working mightily in our time. And not only that, but they are so much achieved with the champions. This year, our soccer player won the trophy among the 47 schools around the district. Our soccer player took the trophy, and we are number one, and the girls number two in the whole competition and the tournament. So that is a very big thing in Uganda, in Africa. You may not understand it here, but that's a big, big deal. And of course, we have built the small clinic where we can actually treat and take care of those who are sick. My daughter Olivia, she's the nurse of the school, but she used to have the sick people in her house. But when she got married, she said, "Daddy, I don't need in this house. I don't need this in my house any longer. We have to look for means of getting a place for those who are getting sick." Good enough, God had our prayers, and now we have a two-roomed house where we always keep the sick people, and that is a very big deal. I came here with the need of water tanks, and they're very expensive in Uganda. We needed 5 water tanks. I thank God we have them all, and we don't have any more problem with water, because when it rains good, we can get enough water which can take us to another rainfall time. So thank you so much, especially you guys who stood with us in that area to help us achieve that need. Feeding 340 kids every day, educating them, housing them, and treating their lives, I mean medication part of it, it's not an easy thing. Very hard. And the more they grow up, more work. Teenagers are not easy, but I thank God, by His word, we are moving forward. They love the Lord, and we can see the future of our country in the lives of those kids. We can see, you can in our language, in our language, we have a say that someone who is going to be beneficial, who is going to benefit others, you see him when he's still young. You can tell that this one is going to be somebody in his generation. So that is what we see in the lives of our kids. We see the future of Uganda in the lives of those kids. And we said, come what may, we are going to stand as parents to them to make sure that they grow up and they change our country. So continue to pray for us. And please come and visit us. When Pastor Jim comes, let the whole church come. Let everybody come. You are very much invited. I mean, like Brother Craig yesterday said, "I want to come back soon. What do you say?" I say, "The door is already opened." He said, "Have you prayed about it?" I said, "I don't have to pray. If someone is coming from the church of Pastor Jim, anybody who comes from him, I don't have to pray. I prayed already. So the door is widely open. Come anytime you want, and we shall take care of you, and you do what God has sent you to do in our country. So please come and come again. We are brothers, and we love you so much. Father, in Jesus' name, I want to thank you today for your loving kindness and your tremendous mercy, Lord. We wonder what you are doing in our time, Lord. Yes. The ordinary for extraordinary work. You always stretch your hand, my God, and do your will and cause us to triumph. You sent us your spirit and enlighten our hearts, my God, to know and to see and to do what you want us to do, Lord. We are so much grateful, Lord, for that. We give you all the praises and glory and honor. And even today, Lord, I want to thank you for this opportunity you have given me to stand again before my brothers and share briefly what you have put on my heart. I ask you, Lord, to bless us this time and let your word be established in our hearts so that we may walk and do your will. We thank you. We give you all the praises in Jesus' name. Amen. If you don't mind, we can open in the book of Matthew.
You want that like this?
Yes.
You want it up?
Oh, thank you so much, brother. That's what I wanted.
Okay.
I said that I'm here for two reasons. And reason number one is to thank you for teaming up with us to advance the kingdom of God in our country. And number two, I came here just to encourage you. God gave me the word of encouragement in the scriptures. I can't teach here because Pastor Jim is a great teacher and is our teacher. You can't teach where the great teacher is teaching. So I'm here just to encourage you to preach and to encourage you with what God has put on my heart. So let us open our books in the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew, in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 13. I want to emphasize today the point that how we need the Holy Spirit in our time. We need the revelation of the Holy Spirit in our time, this time. According to what is going on into the whole world and where the world is going, according to what is going on in our individual lives, in our communities, in our areas, in our countries, according to what's going on in our families, we need the Word of God as well as the Spirit of the Lord. In the scriptures we are reading from 16, beginning from verse 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea, you will forgive me with my accent and even English is my third language. If you don't understand anything, you just raise up your hand and say, I didn't understand that. I'm kidding. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea, Philip, he asked his disciples, I'm reading from maybe a different different version, Bible version, but you understand what I'm reading. He asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others say Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. Verse 15, but what about you? He asked, what do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was Christ. May the Lord bless his word. In the scriptures that we have just read, As I said, that I want to emphasize the point that we need the revelation of the Holy Spirit. We need to know Jesus, to know him more than ever before. We need to know who he is, what he's doing, what he did, and what he's going to do. We have to be in that in order to be strong Christians and to serve God in our time. Here Jesus asked his disciples, "What people say that I am?" That was an easy question to them. They started right away that some people, they say you are John the Baptist. Other side, when I was working there, I had others say that you are Jeremiah. Others say that you are one of the prophets. That's what they say. And whatever they said was not true. He was not Jeremiah. He was not one of the prophets. He was more than that. He was more than any who have ever lived in this world. He was more than that. But these people, they tried to see and understand Jesus by their human understanding. They didn't make it. I mean, they didn't know him at all. They missed the point. But it was but to them, somehow it was good, because prophets were good people, and Jeremiah was the servant of God, and John the Baptist was one of the great prophets in the Bible, and anyone who has ever lived here, Jesus said that. But that was not the case. Jesus was not one of them. He was a different one. It took the Holy Spirit to reveal this even to the disciples. Because the Bible said, Jesus said, "What about you? What do you say that I am?" That was not an easy question. Sometimes we can tell of what people are doing. We can testify of what God is doing somewhere else. But when it comes to us, sometimes it is hard. The best way we can test our level in God is not from others, but from ourselves. I was very happy to hear what Pastor Jim said here, that how many here who are mature? You can know we have to know God by ourselves. We have to know him within us. We have to have and build our relationship, our individual and personal relationship with God, not with groups, not with what people did and what they are doing somewhere else, but what he's doing with us. How much more we know him, and how are we walking with him daily? It took the revelation of the Holy Spirit, and the Bible says that Simon Peter, he said that you are the son, that you are Christ, the Son of the Living God. And Jesus said, "Wow, this is awesome." But let me tell you, Peter, this is not revealed by flesh and blood, but my Father in heaven is the one who has done that to you. And upon this rock, I was wondering what kind of rock Jesus was talking about. When I was still a Catholic, we used to say that Peter is the rock, and the Church of Christ is built upon Peter. But thank God for your teachings, that we know for sure that Peter is just a small rock, but Jesus is a big rock. By getting this revelation, what Peter confessed, what Peter knew, that's what Jesus said, that he's building his church upon that revelation. And the gates of hell, the gates of hate, the powers of darkness, the principalities and rulers in the air. You remember, brothers, we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual world, the principalities, the rulers in the air, the powers of darkness and forces of evil. But Jesus said that none of those will prevail or fight against somebody and overcome him who have been revealed that Jesus is the Son of God. The gates of hell will never prevail against us. Come what may, let the world say what they want to say, or move the other way around, we shall never be moved once we get to know what Jesus is, and once we are revealed of what Jesus is, because that's where we are going to be strengthened. I remember what the Bible says, that when the world comes up with the storm, the enemy comes up with the storm, God always raises up the standard of his spirit, and it makes us successful or victorious. That's why the Bible says that we are always victorious and more than conquerors in his name. How? By knowing him. Knowing him makes us strong, and we are established upon that. I remember what Jesus said again, that a wise man built his church upon the rock. The storms and floods come and hit the house, but it remained still or stood firm simply because it was on the rock. Jesus is our rock. And when we establish our life on that, when we establish our families and everything we do on that, believe me or not, we shall keep on moving, we shall overcome, we shall reach our destination, and we shall always score our day goals of life, because it's only in Jesus that we can do that. Okay, let me make some points here. Truth. Someone said that truth is to know God and to know what he did. Revelation is to know both what God is, what he has done, and what he's doing right now. To know what God is doing right now. That means that we need the revelation daily to know what God is doing right now. I think I was here last year and I gave you, I don't know whether it was here, and I gave you an example of a lion, of an elephant. This is a story we learned some years back in elementary school, but usually come back to my mind, and because of what God is doing in our time. The story goes like this, that one time an elephant was crossing the bridge, the metal bridge, and the chameleon was somewhere by the sides of the road near the bridge, and when the elephant saw the chameleon, said, "Come on, chameleon, let us cross the bridge." Oh, the chameleon was very happy and jumped over the tail of the elephant. But when they were crossing the bridge, because of the weight of the elephant, the bridge was shaking like this. And when they crossed on the other side, it was the chameleon who gave the testimony that me and an elephant, we have shaken the bridge. Is it not true that God is moving in our time, and is going to move with people, and is happy to hear what we testify about what he's doing with us? Not us, but him. He's doing the whole work. When I see what God is doing in Uganda, what God is doing in our ministry, I just raise up both of my hands and I say, "Lord, have your way. No man can take any credit in this. You are doing your work in our time. We are just chameleons on the tail of an elephant, and the elephant is shaking our generation. It's changing our community. God is changing our communities. God is changing our people. God is changing our country. God is moving in our time than ever before in Uganda. And I'm so grateful that I'm here, I'm there, to witness what God is doing in our time. And I'm happy to be a chameleon on his tail. And together, together we are shaking the bridge. And some people, they always say, "Oh, Joel, you're a mighty man of God." And I say, "Oh, you are going to be kidding me." Let me tell you. Let me pray that your eyes be opened and see what God is doing. Some people, sometimes people, they don't see an elephant. They see the chameleon. Because the chameleon is so much talkative. And if we are not careful, we always take the credit. I'm the one doing it. I'm doing the work of God. I'm the only man of God in my time. Look what I'm doing in my area. But that is a very big mistake. I think that's why God is choosing the ordinary for extraordinary work. Those people who are not going to take any credit. Those who are going to give testimony of his glory. Those who are going to say, "Lord, have your way. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done." So we need God to help us, to reveal to us what God is doing. If not that, it is very easy to take the credit. It is very easy to exhort people and say, "So-and-so is a mighty man." And yet God is the one doing all the work. He's doing it. And he's doing to those who are saying, "Lord, have your way. Have your way." I used to get so worried sometimes when, especially when we are going through difficult times, especially in this area of taking care of the kids. Oh my God, there's some mountains and valleys and mountains and valleys. But I've learned to rest in the Lord. I learned to say, "Lord, what is today? I always need God today. Not even yesterday, but today. Is God of now. Where are we going today? What are we going to do today? Where are you, Lord, today?" And the Holy Spirit is always there to reveal what God is doing and to help us to go to know how to go about it, to join him, just to join him. I remember when the children of Israel were crossing from Egypt to the Promised Land, they used to have the crowd, the pillar of the crowd, during the day and fire during the night. They had to follow that pillar of the crowd. When it stops, they had to stop. When it moves, they had to move. If they had to move and leave the pillar behind, they could not make it. That was like leaving God behind. But if the pillar move and they don't move, that was another dangerous situation. Because when God move and you don't move, believe me or not, you are going to be frustrated. Frustrated in everything. Because it's God doing everything. You are going to be frustrated, disappointed. You are going to be confused because God is the one who causes us to triumph and to stand in a way. Therefore, we need to keep our eyes on the pillar, which is the Word of God. And we have to help the Holy Spirit reveal what God is doing and help us to be part of what he's doing. That is the way we are going to make it and to do it aware. I want to take you somewhere in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. I said, "Brother, I'm not teaching. I can't teach Because whatever you can teach, you have heard that already, because I'm full of the teachings of Jim. And you are on the base of the whole thing. We have a say that sometimes if you are not careful, it's like the fountain. Sometimes the fountain benefits people who are far. And I usually tell Pastor Jim that if the people, they don't understand or receive what you are teaching, let the fountain flow in Uganda. You just come over in Uganda, let us benefit and receive the blessings of the word of God and what God has invested in your heart. So I'm here to encourage you. Now, Second Kings chapter 6, verse 15 to 19. I want to read this story of the servant of God. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early in the morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh my Lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Verse 17. And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. We need the Holy Spirit to reveal what God is doing. You know, everything happens here. It is always first opened in the spiritual realm. But the Bible says that we spiritual people, we can discern both. We can discern what is in the physical, and we can see what is in the spiritual. That is one of the opportunities we have. The carnal people, they can't discern of things of the spirit. They will never. They just see and go with what they see, what they hear, and what they learned from schools with their own knowledge. But thanks be to God, to those who have God, they are given opportunity to see and discern things both in the physical and the spiritual realm. In the scripture that we have just read, we see this story of Gehazi. I don't know whether I'm pronouncing it well. But Gehazi was the servant of Elijah. This, I can't go back to the whole story, but I think, and I believe that you know the whole story, you people of Emmanuel Church, because you are Bible readers. I believe that. But this is the time when the king sent this army to come and arrest and kidnap Elijah, because Elijah was telling the king every plan. Because he was a prophet, he could see everything they were planning. I mean, they were planning to do before they do it and warn the king. By the time they come to fight against Israel, the king had already known, escaped, or really find ways of fighting and overcome. Until finally, they discovered that there is a prophet. His name is Elijah. He tells everything going on. Even before we go, he knows what is going on. First in the spiritual, second in the physical. It takes the Holy Spirit to reveal what is in the spiritual, so that we may overcome the physical. The reason why we put down our knees in the morning, and sometimes we take time and time in the presence of God on mountains and praying together. In Africa, prayer is our way of living. If you take our prayer from us, even we can't allow you to take prayers from us, because that's how we communicate with the Father. That's how we communicate to God, and God reveals what we have to do, how to go about it through His Word. So the reason why we pray is God to help us to see the things the way He sees them, to see things before the world or the devil encounter, to be ready for everything that comes to us, to prepare ourselves for war, to prepare ourselves for the because you know that our weapons are not carnal, but powerful in the Lord. They are spiritual and powerful in the Lord. The reason why we go to God always to be well equipped to be able to fight, to be able to walk what come what may, and to see things the way God has arranged them, to see how God work in our time. That's how we are going to be victorious in our time. But in the scriptures we have just read, this is a young man, the servant of the man of God. Early in the morning he wakes up, go outside, and he sees the army surrounding the home of Elijah, ready to kidnap him and to take him by force. And he thought there is no way through, because they are already ambushed. He cried in fear. He went to his master and he said, "What can we do? We are already ambushed. We are going to die any time. There is no any way through." And Elijah comforted this young man and he said, "Young man, rest. Fear not. Those who are with us, they are very many and stronger than those we have seen with your natural eyes. They are very many." And the Bible says that he prayed for him, said, "God, open up his eyes to see." And God answered the prayers of Elijah. I'm here to pray for you. That's another reason. I'm here to pray that God may help each and every one of us to see things the way God has organized them, to see those who are on our side. The Bible says that when God is on our side, who is our enemy? No one, and no one at all. We should, and we are not supposed to walk in fear, in doubt. We are not supposed to walk as carnal people, those who have denied God, those who are going astray. The only way we can do that is God to reveal to us what He's doing in our time, what He wants us to do with Him, and how to go about what He's doing in our time. That's all. That's what I'm going. That's why I'm here. I came. I said, "Lord, I can't teach, but God gave me this scripture, and I had in my spirit compel you to pray for each one of you." There are some of you who are going through difficult times, but I tell you what: when God answers prayer, sometimes He answers the prayer His way. Sometimes He doesn't remove the fire, but He promised us to go with us through the fire. I remember what David said, that even if I go through the valley of death, I will fear not, because the Lord God is with me. I will fear not. But guess what? If God is not with you, or you are doubting, or you don't know what is going on, and you are going through that valley of death, wow, it is very scary. It is very easy to doubt whether God is there. But thanks be to God, He's always wanting to open up the eyes of His people, the eyes of our hearts, the eyes of our mind, the eyes. I remember one time, Brother Chad sang that song. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. That was a very deep prayer, and I think each one of us need to pray that kind of prayer. Open my eyes to see. Open your eyes to see. Because God is everywhere with us. He's with us when we are doing the job. He's with us in the family. And His principles and promises are yes and amen to make us strong and overcome. His promises, His presence is there with us to make us through in everything He has called us to do. When God sends you somewhere, He's going to take care of business. He's going to be responsible for whatever comes next. One time I was talking to one of the guy here in this country, and he was asking me whether in Africa there are snakes, lions, good hotels. And I said, oh, you know what? I think there are no those lions and snakes like the way you think. But even if they're there, if God send you there amongst the snake, He's going to zip the mouth of the snake and you survive and do His work. There is no fear. Once God says do it, you are going to do it. When God says go, you are going to go. I remember there was a time when it was very risky to preach the gospel in Uganda. Very, very risky. But we reached at a point where we said that when we did the Bible, we just see the word go, we don't see the word come back. So, we have to go and preach the gospel. If we don't come back, that will be an elevator to a better place where God has really arranged for us. But we shall not stop preaching the gospel in our country, because we know that is the answer to our country. According to the circumstances and situations we are going through, we need God. And our country needs Jesus as a savior. Need the kingdom of God to come and the will of God to be done in this country. If we don't preach, we are the loser. For the Bible says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because it is the power of God to save and heal those who believe. So we usually went out. Never knew whether we shall come back or not. But God caused His work to go and succeed. We saw people getting saved. We saw how God usually stretch His hand and touch people and heal people and save people and bring people in His kingdom. Now, in difficult times, I always rejoice, because I know that there's nothing that can exalt beyond the level of God. Amen. God is always above every situation. And when I read the scriptures in Ephesians chapter 2, where the Bible says that He rose together with us and He made us to sit in higher places together with Him, my part is always to ask Him, are you here, Jesus? Am I on the right boat? Are you with me? Is this your will? Lord, are you here with me? And usually he whispers in a small soft voice through His spirit and say, I'm with you, Joel. Mm-hmm. Once I hear that, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. Because I know that everything is under control. That's why Elisha prayed for this young man, Gehazi. And he said, Lord, open up his eyes. And the Bible says that his eyes opened. And he saw a crowd and multitude of the army of the Lord having strong arms and surrounding all the place. Guess what happened to that young man? He rested. He thanked God. I think this is what we have to do in our time. Young men, they are very good in attacking or fencing. I mean, going out. But they need us. They need elder people. They need those who are strong in the Lord, because they always get worn out very quickly. They get scared. When I say young men, I mean those who have not matured in the Lord. Because you can be of 65 years and yet you are young in the Lord. We need people. That's why I said that when he comes and speaks, we get encouraged. And we say, whoa, I have to take another step with my family and my wife. Yeah, it's the will of God. It's not the will of man. This is Satan trying to bring confusions and divisions, but come what may, since it's the will of God, I'm going to go and I'm going to walk the talk. Therefore, brothers and sisters, God is on our side. You are going through a difficult situation. Rest in the Lord and let your eyes be opened and see what God is doing. When something is going on here, there is already something going up here. But someone made a point that if you are going to overcome during the day, you have to be to overcome before in the night. If you can't overcome with your knees, it is very hard to overcome with your mouth. Someone was a young man asked one of the mighty preacher one day, tell me the secret behind your ministry, because the ministry was really exceeding, and the guy was wondering, this young man was wondering, and he said, sir, can you do me a favor? And he said, yes. What's that? Can you tell me the secret behind your ministry? And the guy just lifted up his trousers like this, and he said, you see, that is the answer. He didn't say anything. He just saw him with scars on his knees, that it is down on my knees, lifting up my hands to God, put my eyes in the Bible. That is the secret behind my ministry. Because it's not me, but God is the one who's doing it. I have always asked him, Lord, where are we going? How are we going to do it? Are you with me? Am I a chameleon? Can I jump over the tail? Are we crossing the bridge? So, prayer, talking to God. Let God encourage us in our time, because I don't promise that things are going to be well. As far as, according to the scriptures, things are going to be well to those who trust and depend upon God. But outside here, we are going to hear things that are going to blow our minds, things outside there. But let God open our eyes and see the same way this young man saw the great army of the Lord, saw the presence of God. And by seeing that, he rested in the Lord. He rejoiced in the days of trouble, in the days of attack. When you continue to read the story, you see what happened next. God intervened, and this army was of nothing. I mean, they lost the war. They were blinded, their eyes, and they lost everything. And if Elijah, I mean, the king was ready to kill them, he was going to kill them, it was only the servant of God said, no, it is not your war, it is God. You just give them food and send them back. When you continue to read the story, that's what you're going to see. So we need the revelation of the Holy Spirit. We need the Word of God and the revelation in the Word of God. When we read the Bible, we have to ask God to reveal to us what it means. Everywhere when you read a chapter or two every day, somewhere, somehow, God is going to speak to you in those very chapters of what to do in that very moment of time. So God wants us to be courageous and strong in Him so that He may cause us to triumph and cause His will come to pass. I'm going to pray for you today. And I'm ready to pray right now. Let God open the eyes. What are you going through? What is the mountain before you? How much are you confused or disturbed? What is disturbing you right now? God always has alternative. That is the word that Pastor Jim one time brought to us in Uganda. Where there is the mountain and you can't go, God always has an alternative. And my prayer today, let God open up your eyes and see that alternative. And when you see the alternative, be bold to go and cross over the bridge with an elephant. And afterwards, you will have a testimony. You will testify to the world. You will testify to the people of your family. God has done great things. You know, when I got saved in my father's home, I was number one to get saved, and they disowned me. For 3 years, I never saw my mom. But I tell you what, now, God has given me all those people. I mean, He told me, don't never go back to them, but I'll bring them to you. So for now, I can count more than 100 people who have already, I don't mean in the Crusades, I mean my family and extended families. We have extended families in Africa. More than 100 people so far already accepted Christ and believed that greater is He that is in us than the spirits and demons and evil spirits we used to worship outside there. I wind up with this brief testimony. We had a very strong thunderstorm recently, like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And the thunderstorm, the lightning came and the thunder blasted in a way that I've never had before. This was too much. And of course, three of our kids, they fainted for like 30 minutes. They were unconscious. I mean, they fainted. But after 30 minutes, anyway, they came back to normal. And I thank God for the lightning rods we have on the top of the buildings. And we got the money from here in this church to install those lightning rods on the buildings. And they said if we didn't have that, there was a very big disaster going to take place. But let me tell you a story. There was another young man of 22 and 5 years. He also fainted. And they called me and they said, Pastor, come quickly. The lightning has really struck this brother down. When I saw him, I said, oh, we have to rush this man to the hospital. The slivers were getting out of his mouth and he was... We took him to the Catholic hospital and I left somebody there. But after an hour, they called me and they said, come and take your man. I said, is he doing well? They said, no, it is worse. But we have done all the tests. We have taken the blood and do all the tests. We don't see any sickness, but he's very stiff like this. He's as stiff as a tree. You just come and take him away. We don't need him anymore here. Do you know what happened? I realized, oh, this is the enemy. I went there and we took our brother back to the Champions Center. And we started to cast out the devils. and the devils manifested. And the guy was very strong. It took about 7 people to get hold of him because he was so powerful, full of energy. He wanted to fight and run. It took us like 1.5 hours to get rid of the spirit. And this man was restored. Up to now, he's restored completely. Someone was asking me how this is connected with the thunder. I said, I don't know. And I don't have to know. What I know, whatever comes, my God is able. And that is the living testimony. The doctors failed and the religious people failed because these were Catholic nurses. But they told us to come and take our patient back, and they wanted us to take him to witch doctors. But thanks be to God, who is always on our side. We are always the winner. God ends up everything on positive. Let us get hold on his tail and let us cross the bridge. Let him open our eyes. When the world is crying in economy, in everything, our God is going to show you or speak to you or direct you how to go about it, and is going to perform miracles, and you will be a witness of what he's doing in our time, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changed. Even in our time, he's the same. He's a powerful God. He's a redeemer. He's our everything. He's our provider. He's our everything. He puts the way where there is no way. He lowers the mountains and he levels the valley. He causes us to cross to the other side. If you need or you are going through any difficult situation, God is going to make you through. God is going to confirm his presence. God is going to show you the alternative. Let us stand up and I pray. In Africa, we raise our hands to God as a sign of surrender and tell him that, Lord, have your way. If you don't mind, you can raise up your hand as I pray. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, God our Father. You never change. You love us. That's why you bring us together. And you speak words of encouragement. And you sendeth your word and heal us, Father. Lord, we are going through this world where there is a lot coming, changing, situations change, circumstances change, sometimes change and pretend as if we are done, we are dying, we are nowhere, we have no answer, we have no alternative. But Lord, I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit. As it said that this is not revealed by flesh and blood, but my Father in heaven revealed that to you. Father, it's my prayer right now today, as we are standing before your presence, let each one of us, our eyes be opened and see things the way you see them. Open our inner eyes, our spiritual eyes, the eyes of our hearts, Lord. Let them be opened and see what you are doing. Because I remember what Jesus said, that my Father is working, I'm also working. Lord, you never stopped working for the betterment of your people. Those who are called by your name, those whom you have brought close to you, you never stop working. And we are always the winner because of your working. Because of what you're doing with us, Father. Therefore, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. I pray that let our eyes be opened in these tough days, in this last dispensation, in these last days. Let our eyes be opened and see the great work that you are doing in our time. And Lord, help us. Speak to us of what to do. Like the elephant spoke to the chameleon that jumped over here. Tell us what to do. How we can walk with you. Where we can go and how we can go about it. How we can do business. How we can take care of our families and our people and our country. Father, I believe that each one of us is given a measure of a gift that can benefit, that can help to succeed and cause your work and cause your people to triumph. Therefore, Lord, here we are, we surrender. Use us. Use us, Father. Tell us what to do. Tell us what to do, Lord. Speak to us daily. Give us your wisdom, Father. And let our eyes be opened and seen in the spiritual realm, to see the things that the world will never see. And so that we may laugh of what the enemy doing. Because I know though Satan rages, we are always victorious in your name. But that will happen when you open up our eyes to see what you are doing. Father, I thank you. You are God of Israel. Moved with them in that pillar of the cloud and fire at night. You are the same to us in your by your spirit. Lord, you guide, you lead, and you protect, and you comfort. Therefore, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that as my brothers go through this week and other days to come, in the mighty name of Jesus, let them see things, Father. Let them testify that, oh, I didn't know that. God has revealed that to me. Father, I thank you. And I'm here to rebuke the devil, to rebuke the works of the Satan, to rebuke sicknesses and disease, to rebuke all the kind of the workings of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, you can't have us down. We put you down in Jesus' name. Because it is already losing in heaven. God paid the, Jesus paid the price on the cross. And we are taking what he has already paid for us. He paid for us to be healed. He paid for us to be in connect with God. He paid for us to overcome. He paid and his precious blood washed us clean. And through that blood, we are more than conquerors. And under his name, we are fully protected. As it is written that the name of the Lord is our strong tower. We always run unto that name and we are always safe. Therefore, in Jesus' name, I declare that take out your hands from everything you are touching on now. Take out your hands from our body. Our bodies are temples of God where he dwells by his spirit. Amen. We can't give you any more share. We can't give you any more room in our bodies. I command you as a servant of God. From the other side of the world, I command you, I come here to command you to leave my brothers. Hallelujah. And leave them alone to serve God. And I rebuke the spirit of fear. I rebuke the spirit of doubt. In the name of the Lord, let your eyes see the Lord and overcome. And give the testimony of glory. The testimonies of glory, which it brings glory to his name. Father, I thank you. Because we are decreasing and you increase so that you may cause the church to triumph and to do things your way. Yes. I thank you. I give you all the praises and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.